again, NYPERG has no position, but I agree with you. The 70-year-old mandatory retirement age was set in the mid-1800s when the average lifespan was in the 40s.
People were dying at 40 or 60 or whatever.
Right. I mean, they weren't 70. 70 was a big deal.
Yeah, 60 was an old man.
That's right. Nowadays, you could say 80 is the new 70 at least.
Sure.
And so it's basically constitutionally protected age discrimination.
Yeah.
There's no age limit on Supreme Court. There's no age limit on members of the legislature, Congress, probably not even at WAMC since I'm talking to you.
Apparently not.
And yet there is constitutionally protected age discrimination. Vermont has a great one. Their limit is 90, although I would argue that 70 in the mid-1800s is probably like 120 now. But 90 is pretty high, too, and there are states that don't have any limitations at all. And it's sort of a technical thing. It doesn't cover all judges. It only covers judges in state supreme, appellate level, and court of appeals. It's sort of limited in its impact. But it's certainly a step forward in removing age discrimination that's constitutionally protected. And the provision says that judges would have to be reviewed periodically for fitness. So over the ages of 70. However, I would argue if you had that, you should be also checking for those under the age of 70, because as we all know, there are lots of people in their 40s that are certainly no more in tune with things than people that are older. So it just strikes me as unfair, anachronistic, and yet NYPERG has no position.
I have a feeling that the governor doesn't want to see this proposition pass with the judges. Do you have any idea what that's about? I talked to some of his people, and they say because of some antediluvian aspect of the way Supreme Court judges are paid, they may get extra money. It may cost the taxpayers more.
Well, it may. I mean, obviously, if somebody's on the bench longer as compared to shorter, generally speaking, people get pay raises, and there's
no commission. No. I don't think it's... I'm just saying. Yeah.
But I don't think that's the reason either.
Yeah.
Some of the members of the New York State Court of Appeals, which is the highest court in New York State, will have to resign if the retirement age stay in place. And the person that will drive the debate over who the replacements will be the governor sometime in his second term. And so politics may play a role in this. I mean, a governor, you know, who knows what's going to happen next year, but I think it's likely that the governor is in pretty good shape running for reelection.
Yeah, right.
If he gets a second term, his ability to sort of leave an imprint on the history of the state of New York in many ways is going to be the reflection of what he does with the Court of Appeals as compared to his policies. Typically, governors come in, they get replaced, a lot of their policies get vaporized. But if you put people on the court, your legacy is sort of enshrined for a much longer period of time. The Court of Appeals members get 14-year terms.